Hi.
Do that again.
Hi.
Say it again.
Hi.
One more time.
Hi.
One more.
Hi.
One.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Hey. And to those of you listening, this is, in fact, a brand new, wonderful episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast recorded on Monday, August 5th, 2019. Todd, we're talking about the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards.
You're
the world's greatest action sports podcast coming up here any minute now. Todd and I are going to be talking about things action sports.
I see what you're doing.
Nerd news, surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding.
You're in your announcer mode still.
I've been announcing for 8 days straight and I can't stop.
Wow. We've had a lot go on.
We missed last week.
8 days. Yeah, that was your fault.
That was my fault.
Because you decided that we had talked about doing something up there. You were at the U.S. Open of Surf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember we talked about that. I was not going to make you drive up there just for
these I would have.
People listening.
I mean, I would have.
They're not worth it. Just kidding. They're great. You should have done it, Todd. You blew it. Your fault. The Monday Mass is presented by
Odeo Bags.
Hold that question.
What?
What you were about to say, hold that question.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about right there. Odeo Bags.
Odeo Bags.
We just got a fresh...
Wait.
We just got a fresh package, Todd.
Yeah, we have an awful lot of backpacks. I think that we should give them to some of our viewers. Do we have viewers?
I'm giving mine to my
listeners.
Kids.
Listeners. Yeah. Are you?
We do have viewers. Should we have viewers? Should we go live?
Oh, it's so lame, dude.
It's lame
to
go live.
We gotta get our shit together before we can... This going live shit.
Well, what if we just go live on Monday Mass Instagram?
All right.
I guess it's kind of pointless to talk about it because it's too late.
I kind of need to pay attention to the Monday Mass Instagram, too.
Yeah, you've been blowing it, man. I posted something up there this morning.
What?
Something. Give it a like.
All right, go live.
Give it a like. Let's go live.
All right.
Fine.
Okay. Well, now to all of our viewers.
Now, for those of you... Oh, God.
Let's go
Do I need to switch that?
Let's go to our viewer.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, everybody. So now, if you're in your car, if you're in your bedroom, sitting on the toilet, however you're listening, you can go back after you listen, or you can go now to @monday.mass and watch the live visual recording of this podcast. Hold up this backpack we got from Odeo.
That's our Instagram.
This is a visual thing. That's an awesome new backpack.
Odeo sent us mad bags.
Mad bags. And if you want one yourself, go buy it. But put in the code MASS20 for 20% out at checkout. NanoCraft CBD. I tell you, I needed a lot of this stuff throughout the week at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. And I went with the full spectrum. 1,000 milligrams. I don't know what any of that stuff means. All I know is that this helps my life
be
better.
You're on the spectrum.
I'm on the team. Mass 15.
Much? Mass 15. And then we have Active Skin Repair.
Yes.
Check it out, Chris. I Active Skin Repaired that this morning.
Todd has a cut. Can I spray it? Yeah. I'm going to spray it.
Spray it.
Listen. I squirted
not my Band-Aid
Active Skin Repair on Todd.
I already put some on, though.
Oh, good.
So I'm doubling up.
Anyways, I had two children, ages 8 and 10.
They're always hurt.
With rashes. They were rashed up from the feet up.
From what?
From just being at the beach, surfing, doing their thing. And I bathed them, swathed them, covered them in Active Skin Repair. They needed it. And it's a crucial, crucial summer saver to any people out there who go to the beach a lot and get rashed up, like myself and my kids. And you can go to Active Skin Repair on the internet, and you enter the code MASS, and you get a big discount, 25% off, Todd.
Oh, that's a lot.
Wave soda.
Mm-mm.
We got a couple cases of that.
We do?
Yep.
Nice.
Hook you up right after this. Chemistry surfboards, Todd.
Yep.
I heard everyone's been talking. You've been ripping, huh?
Got a new board.
And you're going on a surf trip tomorrow.
Kind of.
Definitely.
I'm going on a trip where I can do a little surfing.
You're going on a shark trip. Where are you going? Shark surfing. It's hot.
Pretty
right
much.
Now.
I'm pretty much going shark surfing.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to... going to my mom's. Well, I have... Sorry, there's someone calling me, but I'm not going to take
Who would
it.
Call you at know. This time? They know.
I'm going... I have some business to do back east. I'm going to go to Vermont for 2 days for...
biz guy.
For Woodward. And then I'm going to go visit my mom in Cape Cod Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I come home Sunday, but there's supposed to be waves on Friday. on the Cape. And I don't know if you follow my Instagram account, there's I follow this shark tracker app. And it's fucked up, dude.
That's the Jaws theme. If you didn't catch what I was laying down there.
It was. John Williams is a god. Anyways, there's been a lot of sharks sighted this summer in Cape Cod. There's supposed to be waves on Friday. I still want to go.
So there's a chance we won't be recording next week get eaten by a shark.
Chris.
I mean, look, it'd be good for ratings, not good for you.
A wise man physically. Once said to me, if it looks like the water is salty, then there are sharks in the water.
Yeah.
Except there's a higher concentration of them.
And you have an app that shows you where they are.
Shark Tracker app, and I highly recommend it for everyone. It is very entertaining.
But don't you think sometimes that ignorance is bliss? Like, yep. I don't want to know exactly where they are.
Last summer, ignorance was bliss. My son and I went out in the water in Cape Cod. There was not a soul on the beach because it just started raining, but the waves are pretty fun. And I got out, and it looked ominous, but it was really, it was fun. Whatever. Long story shorter.
Long shark.
I'm going to Cape Cod.
And there's waves in Cape Cod?
Very fun ones.
And that's where they actually filmed Jaws, correct?
No, that'd be Martha's Vineyard.
Where's that? What is the difference?
It's an island.
I don't know.
It's an island off of Cape Cod.
Oh, okay. So same area.
Ish.
Who's Martha?
Did I say Martha Stewart?
She's got her own vineyard.
Yeah.
Panikin Coffee and Tea.
I love them.
It's been fueling.
I didn't go
us
there.
For
I
a
didn't.
Long time.
I didn't get a chance to go before this recording, so if I'm a little slow, you know why.
Me too. I need a ton of coffee today. But Panikin Coffee and Tea is the spot. You actually lived a childhood fantasy there last week, didn't you?
I did.
You got involved with the Bones Brigade. They're all there.
I didn't. What?
I thought you were there and saw the Bones Brigade. Tony Hawk, Steve Caballero, Mike Mio.
Somebody else saw it.
Oh, that's just like a daily occurrence there. It's not shocking anymore. It's just awesome.
Mm-mm. Oh, but you know what? This is crazy, and this kind of ties into what we were just talking about. I did see Richard Dreyfuss at the Panic.
Come on. No way.
100% totally
when?
Serious. A few years back.
Oh.
He lives in Rancho Santa Fe.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Well, I do know he's a big fan of the Monday Mass.
He loves this show.
He's going to be like, you guys.
Anyways.
Don't.
Let's keep moving.
It's my zone. Skate is going to be brought to you by the Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights as per usual. We're going to start with surf news because we are so surfed up after a week at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing, presented by Swatch, live from Huntington Beach, California. Chris Cote and Todd Richards here, talking about what happened last week.
Here we go again.
Iago won men's QS 10K. Sage won women's QS 10K.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Quintal won the duct tape. A gal named Kalise Kaleopa'a won the women's. Who won the pro junior?
Anyway.
This girl, Caitlin Simmers.
Is it the Vans US
Open? So
was it the Vans US Open this year?
Yeah.
It was the Vans US Open.
How many times did I say,
I don't know,
welcome back to the Vans US Open? You didn't watch a minute.
I didn't watch
of it,
a
did
second
you?
Of the US Open.
Dick.
I didn't. I felt like I should.
Cade Mattson won the pro junior.
Look, the US Open, once you've worked it a few times, sometimes it can leave a stain on you.
Dude, I've been there.
I know.
For many, many
you're
years.
You're insane, dude.
I enjoy it. And I think there's a common sentiment when you're walking around. There's a unity with everybody there going, look, we all know this is going to be a long week. We all know the waves could go flat and things could get quite boring. But that didn't happen. There was waves
there was
throughout
waves
the whole contest.
The whole time, huh?
And check this out.
What's that?
We made the LA Times.
Who's we?
The commentating team, actually.
Oh, really?
So
what does it say?
This is a good example of mainstream newspaper style coverage and kind of how I guess the mainstream media, instead of just going, so it's on the sports page right here. The guy was actually cool, the guy who wrote it, Jack Harris. His idea and kind of his direction was to talk more about surf language. The language
lingo.
Of surfing.
Lingo?
Yeah. So
they love lingo.
Here is your headline. Don't wipe out. Just learn their language. Colorful words and phrases that are ingrained in surfing culture.
But you know what, Chris? It's so stupid because because I think
you sound pissed.
A lot of people, and it's skating and surfing and snowboarding, but this writer probably was he an old guy or a younger guy?
He's a younger guy.
So he probably says rad. He probably says stoked. It's like in his lexicon from the time he's younger.
Maybe. And it looked very square. Midwestern.
Young Republican.
No, I mean, he was cool. I shouldn't say that. He was a cool guy.
Anyway, whatever. What I'm saying
definitely
is,
not a surfer.
Is that those words have infiltrated the rest of the lexicon.
So I'm holding up a picture of myself and Ross Williams, the homie. Pretty much my partner throughout the whole U.S. Open.
I do enjoy listening to Ross Williams.
He's great.
He's good.
Tell me if you would be bummed if this was a quote attributed to you.
Go ahead.
In the L.A. Times. There's so many terms that if you said a sentence describing a wave, a layman would be like, "What are you talking about?" Chris Cote. Would that bum you out at all?
No.
I do not like saying the word "like" in that context as a bridge between words, as a millennialist kind of like Valley Girl style.
Like an
Yeah, that's the only thing that bummed me out about that.
Well, he probably put it in there because
a layman would be like, "What are you talking about?" It's a common conversational
instead
tool.
Of just putting a layman would be
a layman might say, "What are you talking about?"
But that sounds like you're writing it. It's not like as if you were just having a conversation.
So I shouldn't be bummed about that.
What was your kick ass? Well, okay, give me two.
Just one more thing about me before we move on and talk about other people. Let's bring this back to me. Cote is an etymological expert in the field.
Hmm.
And it talks about, I was the former editor of Transworld Surf, invented significant surf slang, et cetera. So
you did?
I liked being called an expert in anything. I'm an expert, people.
Did you invent slang?
I invented broisms.
I don't think you did.
I did. Absolutely.
I think you invented
100%, 1999.
I think you invented that column, but we were saying a lot of that stuff.
I invent putting two words together, but I invented the term broism.
Maybe.
I did.
But I was saying brotalitarianism way before you put it in your magazine.
That's possible.
Or shakalope,
what about
which is when you take
Rambro.
You take two shakas and put them on your head like a reindeer, and it's called the shakalope.
I didn't say I invented words, Todd. I said I invented broism.
You invented a column in which to put them.
I invented a term in which to describe them.
So you invented a subgenre.
Yes.
Of word placement.
Just like the guys from Beyond Yacht Rock podcast invented the term yacht rock to describe a certain, soft rock from the 70s sound.
Billowy shirt music. Okay, so can I ask you the question?
Yeah.
What
happened?
What was your kick-ass moment and ultimate low? And be honest. Don't piddle around this, your sponsor.
No, I'd say my kick-ass moment was probably watching...
Come on.
This is going to sound strange, but I'm a huge fan of Jorgen Cousinet. And I really enjoyed watching him surf. And I really liked to see his run kind of develop. He surfed, I think, to the semis. Close call. Almost made the finals. Or the quarters of the semis.
Is he from Costa Rica?
Wait. No, France.
France.
He's just a cool guy. Great surfer. Nice human. He now is in the first place position on the QS. So that was fun to see. Yago did some cool airs, but not a lot of airs happened. So
okay.
I'm
so
gonna
that
say
was your kick-ass moment?
My low moment was Griffin not catching any waves in the semifinal.
He didn't get one.
No, he didn't catch a wave, I think, until 20 minutes in. So there was a restart, and then another 20 minutes went past, and he didn't catch a wave. He finally started catching waves. They were not good waves. There was no sets in the semifinal, and that's taking nothing away from Liam O'Brien, who ended up getting second, who's an absolute ripper. But that would be my low.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see Griffin do crazy airs and stuff.
What was the trend this year on the beach for the kids? Remember how that
beach
we
trend,
used to be write stupid things on you?
Tight kind of biker shorts for boys.
What? Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Like
Niger
there
pants?
Wasn't Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it would be a Nyjah pants. There wasn't a lot of writing. It was definitely more, even more so, family friendly and kind of surf centric, okay, which is cool.
Okay. Did you poop in the porta potties this year?
A couple times. Yeah, a couple times. It gets real hot in there.
That's my high point. I would say my absolute favorite moment of the U.S. Open after grinding it out for whatever it is, like, how many days did we usually do it?
Seven days. Yeah, Monday to Sunday.
Is like that Sunday at 1 o'clock when they tell you, okay, you're not calling the final, somebody else
you're
is.
Out.
And I'm in the car, and it's like when you shut the door in your car and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God, I don't have to come here again tomorrow. Do you feel like that right now?
I felt like
that's
that.
It's like a post
problem is I did the final, and then I did the presentation, and then I filmed some segments for WSL Surf Breaks.
So you don't, but you must have, like, today must have been like post-coital bliss.
Yeah, it was a good grind because we had a rad crew. The commentary crew was awesome. You know, it's mellow. It's like I just basically I'll commentate heats and then I'll jump in the water real quick, or take a nap. Or,
I lied.
You know.
I did watch some of it. I watched some of the Duct Tape Invitational.
Yeah.
And you were in the booth with
Joel Tudor.
No, not Joel. The
Aaron.
The ladies. Worm something.
Wormwood.
What's her Instagram
Wormtown.
Handle?
Wormtown.
She's rad.
Aaron, yeah, Aaron.
I think
Wormtown.
She's super cool.
She's awesome. She said right when she walked in, she goes, "I'm just trying to be the Alex White of surfing."
That's cool.
Solid. Yeah, it was fun. It was a super fun event, and the waves were good the whole time. And people that complain about Huntington not being a good wave, it's like,
did you see skating at all?
I skated the park a couple times. I didn't get to see much of the skating until I just watched some of it, which we'll get to. I have the results and stuff, which we can get to.
What about Dane Reynolds' diarrhea shaped surfboard?
Oh, yeah, I rode 4 out of 6, I think.
The lazy
the
banana.
Duct Tape Festival boards, and Dane's were definitely the most strange and odd.
They were like completed shapes, right?
Oh yeah.
He just took pieces of foam and like glassed them.
So one of them kind of loosely looked like the shape of California.
I thought that's a banana looking
with
one.
With jagged edges.
Kind of looked like a shitty banana.
And the fins were askew, and Dane was laughing the whole time about it. He thought it was hilarious. And I wrote it, and it's fun to try to surf on boards like that. And Dane was just laughing. He's like, "You don't have to take that thing out there." I'm like, "I want to. It's fun." And
what was the other one?
He said, "Don't try to go right. It won't." And it didn't. The other one was like a coffin lid. It looked like the shape of a coffin.
Right.
But it had proper rocker in the nose, and just, I mean, full square rails, no curve in the rim. And again, it was super fun to try.
I wrote
a Layla Hurst shape that was an accidental asymmetric tri-fin.
And that's
was
the one
fun.
You didn't want to give back to her?
Yeah, I would be hyped to have that board. And I wrote a board that Tosh Tudor shaped, Joel Tudor's son.
Cool.
That was fun. And then something kind of funny happened. So, of course, Beach Grit picks up the story about Yago Dora wins the U.S. There's the headline. Mm-hmm. Yago Dora wins U.S. Open. L.A. Times anoints Chris Cote, voice of surf. So just your typical wind-up of their fan base.
Love it.
To get them to
gaslighting
talk shit
McGee.
In a good way.
Okay.
You want to hear some of the comments that have popped up?
Yes, sir.
You read this first one. Because
amongst all the great sports announcers throughout history, surfing is now known for the lovely glass scraping against the chalkboard of Gilbert Godfrey, voice with a bad case of the flu. Smart, funny guy, Chris, but seriously, he has a voice for print and a face for radio.
That's nice.
Lee DuPont?
No. The funny part about it is basically there's probably 4 or 5 dudes that put comments up on Beach Grit and changed their names throughout. Cote is a cockweasel. I liked that one.
That was good.
That was good. Read the next one.
They could replace Chris Cote or Joe Turpel with a robot. No one would know. And its WSL algorithm could give a breakdown of all the possible rating outcomes. Great.
Hey, I think Joe Turpel is great. So when you put me in the same class as him, that's flattering.
I just think it's funny because I love all these dudes.
And yeah.
People talk mad shit.
And I am a cockweasel, if you think about it.
What is a cockweasel?
I don't know, but I am one.
Did you see the tsunami in China?
Yes. Was it funny?
Do you think it was like...
Was that funny?
Okay, but do you think like a guy... Like, you know, you see in like movies where the guy kind of falls asleep and leans his elbow on the lever and it goes up to like Chernobyl level?
It was either that or a take this job and shove it situation.
Do people get worked?
Yeah, I have
you have stats?
I got stats. It's not funny, Todd. 40 people were injured.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think bad.
I mean
just, that'll end your day at the water park.
It was pretty
much
like a skin tsunami coming at you because it wasn't... Oh, there were so many people in there.
Yeah, first of all...
Why would you put that many people?
I think they were
people?
Over the limit yeah, of capacity
for
there.
Sure.
And that's against the rules.
Fire marshal was about to be called.
Yeah. If I came to a wave pool and there was that many people in it, probably wouldn't go in.
No.
The amount of piss... First of all, if you're standing next to the wave, that you could attribute an injury to that. My mouth got filled with urine from the splash of that wave. 40 people probably got bumps and scrapes and bruises. So let's keep our capacity to a minimum in wave pools. What else? Oh, yeah. Tons of surf news, obviously. The Peruvian teammates, Luca Macinas and Daniela Rosas, were crowned. Or is there? Do you want to talk anything else about U.S. Open? I feel like I've been talking about U.S. Open so much.
Let's just not. Let's move.
It was a great event. Congrats to the winners.
Great job, everyone.
I got it.
What are you doing?
The ISA, or I'm sorry, the 2019 Pan American Games happened on Sunday, and this was the first official Olympic qualification event, and this happened in Peru, so it's only fitting.
Was this the event that some people were saying...
It was
you had to go to it?
No, they had to make a decision between going there and going to a QS 10,000.
Okay.
I think it's either or. You have to do this one or the ISA World Games.
All right.
Luca Macinas, who's a ripper from Peru, and Daniela Rosas won shortboard gold medals, and that makes them almost certain to get qualification spots in the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020.
All right.
So our first two Olympians, if you follow QS surfing, you're a nerd about it, like you and I, Todd, or maybe just me, you would know who Luca Macinas is, but most of the world doesn't.
I have a lot of things to follow, Chris.
You got a lot of things to follow. Do you follow Nathan Florence?
I love
Nate. I'm moving on past ISA.
I love Nate.
Because we'll be talking about
Nathan's
that more.
Nathan's cool.
Nate Florence
put
up a video on his Instagram of him foiling through a cave.
What?
it's the coolest foil video ever. Ever made.
It's on Nathan's Instagram?
It looks like Star Wars, you know, when they're flying through caves. He's just flying through this cave off the coast of an outer island. It's insane. I saw him at the US Open. I go, dude, that foil video was the best thing I've ever seen.
He
was so hyped. He was, I mean, not because I said he was hyped on the video.
Is it no longer Big Air Nate? Is it now Foil Nate?
It's just Extreme.
Did he switch
Nate? I think it's Extreme Nate.
Yeah,
he's
kind of
just Extreme.
Okay.
A 30-minute Adriana de Souza documentary just came out, Todd. How was it?
I wouldn't know.
I thought you were all
I've got a lot
on the ADS train.
I've got a lot on my plate, Chris.
Are you a fan?
Sure.
Me too. I'll watch it. Adriana de Souza.
He's a very happy guy.
He had a crazy heat at the US Open, remember?
Did
he
do good?
He was going up against Tomas Hermes. Tomas got an interference, but then was just then went nuts. Big airs ripping, and then beat him until the last 30 seconds. Adriana needed a 5-3-3. He got a 5-4. Just clutch, typical Adriana. It was a cool moment. G-Land. The rumor is G-Land might be joining the championship tour in 2020, Todd.
That's pretty crazy.
Do you like G-Land?
I think that'd be a better choice than Kelly's wave pool.
What about G-Land or Karamas? Because that potentially could be what it's going
to
replace.
They need to keep Karamas, put G-Land on, and get rid of the wave pool.
Like, it's really?
I just don't.
You think it's its own thing?
I think that the wave pool, unless you're having an air contest like Stab, it just doesn't. There's nothing different in the wave. Like, it's just. It's like having a vert comp.
Well, do you think.
We don't need to get into this.
Playing the devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Don't you think a world champion for men and women should be the most well-rounded surfer
on
Earth?
Yeah, but the fact that they took lowers off of the menu and gave us a wave pool
Lowers is not that good of a wave. I hate to tell you
the
that.
The heats over the years that have happened in the championship tour at Lowers have been some of the best ones ever. What are you talking
also,
about?
Also, some of the worst ones ever.
Yeah, but whatever.
Lowers is pretty fickle. I mean, trust me. I want a championship tour event at Lowers, at least a QS 10,000. But I kind of like the wave pool event because it just like throws everything off its axis. Right. You know?
You're kind of a WSL pony boy now, though.
World Surf League presents. if you want to get your tickets to the WSL Freshwater Pro, go to WSLFreshwaterPro.com. No, I'm saying, trust me, I love Lowers. But
I like to see the variation that the ocean throws at you.
And I think that if we don't have a wave like Cloudbreak, that we should have a wave like G-Land.
Okay. I think that's cool, though. Gives us a little bit of variety.
Did you see the go easy on the Zambezi stuff? The Zambezi River movie.
Yes,
I did. Stab put out.
Yes.
Pretty
crazy.
Rad. Yeah.
Was Harry wearing a helmet because he needed to?
So the river is super gnarly, and the rocks are like right under the water. So all the surfers, all the kayakers, anybody that goes in the river is mandatory helmet, life jacket. So there was no choice. And I think I went to the premiere and watched the whole thing. It was Michael Fabre, Dylan Graves, Harry Bryant. Mm-hmm. The slams and how you pop up and like ping pong down the rocks, down the river, you would want to wear a helmet for sure.
The craziest part to me was that they were like they were under sub water level because the way the thing sucks.
So I got a small taste of river surfing in Montreal a couple weeks ago. You know, way different thing, but sketchy because you're going at the wave, and instead of when you're in the ocean, the wave's kind of like above you and coming at you, the white water hits you. When you're in a river, it goes down. It drops like half the size of whatever the wave is, and it's just a weird sensation.
Yeah, you're under the water.
And imagine, you know, so they had to hike a mile in down this crazy trail.
Crocs.
Crocodiles. I mean,
jaguars.
What is that? I wonder if they have those
things that
goes
in
your wiener hole.
Well,
what is it like when that happens?
Well, have you ever put small pineapple in your penis and they try to? It goes in one way,
oh,
but then when you try to pull it out,
it's like a barbed toothpick in the pee hole.
It's like a cinnamon toothpick in your pee hole, and when you try to pull it out, there's fish hooks on the other side of it.
And where do I go to get this done?
Apparently, any water, any still water in Africa.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Or the Amazon.
Or the Amazon. I don't know if they had that there, but I think there were
Crocs,
like big ones.
Not the shoes. The Vans U.S. Open of surfing.
I like that.
What else do you have for surf news?
Let me see. I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay.
Did I tell you that I'm going surfing?
On your chemistry surfboard.
That's right. There we go. Surf news.
Watch out for wave pool tsunamis.
Look out for me. Here
Skate
I come.
News. This is a good episode so far.
That's great.
Top 100. It's our 103rd episode.
Skate news has been brought to you by the Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights. Chris.
Yeah, those boards. I mean, they're built with
love.
Rock solid USA maple from northern Michigan, from up in the mitt.
What was your favorite
northern peninsula
skateboarding moment? Besides, well, I'm just going to say it. Mitchy Brusco did a 1260 about 20 feet out of a mega quarter pipe, and that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in a skateboard.
What's a 1260? What's the mass there?
Three full rotations in the air, Chris.
Three full rotations.
Yeah.
And, that's the first time ever?
First time ever. And it was crazy because Mitchy was the first guy to do the fakie to forward 1080.
Right.
Now he has become the first to do the backside 1260.
Why doesn't Mitchy Brusco do park series events?
I don't know. I've had that question thrown to
you. Know
other
his
people.
Phone number?
No. I don't
you know him?
I don't have Mitchy on speed dial. We can get him in.
Did he make you a sandwich? Mitchy?
It's pretty crazy.
You make
though.
Me a sandwich?
It was after time. Elliot Sloan had already wrapped it up.
Oh,
with his,
so he didn't win.
His 7-9.
I didn't know that part of it.
And then Mitchy was like, he was close and he didn't want to stop and he kept going.
Side note, we do have reader questions or listener questions
later,
for
though?
The very end.
Okay.
You gotta wait for that.
Yeah,
did you see Trey Wood slam?
Yeah, that was, X Games. That was harsh. I bet Jake Brown was like, oh, god damn, that looked gnarly.
Don't do that. I told you not to do that. I put the blueprint out of what not to do, and you did it. So he got went up. Like 20 feet in the air, spinning, came straight down on his hip.
900 was coming in. He was 2 feet in and lopped his legs off.
Is the mega ramp bigger than a super pipe?
Well, super pipe's 22-foot transition, so I'm not sure what mega ramp
is. It's probably around... maybe a little bigger.
Mega ramp's a little bigger?
Maybe.
I don't know, 26-foot trannies, maybe?
But yeah, it's huge. It's mega.
If anyone knows...
It might even be mega.
If anyone knows what the size of a mega ramp transition... Because I've been thinking about putting one in...
In your backyard?
Yeah, my backyard.
You should. Make it, like, cement, though. Just really jagged with razor wire on the
top. At any rate... Mega ramp guys are basically just warriors.
Yeah. It's...
They're skateboarding gladiators radical. Is what they are.
I did not get a chance to watch really any X Games. I just saw what they put on Instagram.
I saw snippets. I saw...
Nigel won best trick.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the street. I saw some of the...
Nolly 360 back 5-0 or something crazy.
I did see... God, what did I see? I saw the super young...
God, what did he see?
The Japanese girl. Absolutely.
Sky Brown.
No.
Oh, Sky Brown did the first ever frontside 540?
Yeah, but you know what, dude? That was like some weird X Games hype up because she grabbed that thing about a half an hour before she hit the lip. I'm sorry. It's just not... It's not half as impressive...
As a McTwist.
No.
It was cute, but it wasn't like... newsworthy, I don't think.
Know. I feel like when they sensationalize tricks like that, like when someone does something incredible like Tony's 900 or like Mitchie's 1260, like sure. Like sensationalize that. But I don't know. I think that frontside 540, we've seen it from a whole bunch of other maybe first time at X Games, but I've definitely seen the ladies throw it. I mean, Sierra Kerr's been doing them forever.
Yeah. When I saw that trick, I was kind of wondering why it was a thing.
I think it's just because
it was cool. It was cute.
Ratings, cheers. I don't know.
Can I address something? Admittedly, I'm drinking out of a plastic water bottle right now, but let me just tell you that I did rescue these water bottles from the trash. Now that you're done with yours.
I beg your pardon.
Just got these out of the trash. So
someone threw them away because the BPA plastic had gone bad. It's kind of like
I'm recycling in a way. They were just going to get thrown out. Just want to address that situation.
Did you see Foy's I think he did a, what'd he do?
A thing.
Maybe like a crooked grind to pop off into backsmith over a crazy kink.
No.
What did he do? What was it?
I saw a
overcrook to like.
In that vein, two blocks away from here, there's a spot that shouldn't be a spot. It's like a.
Oh, the rail to
kink,
rail to curb.
Rail, and then a sidewalk, and then a curb downhill hubba,
down
mini
some
hubba
stairs,
thing.
Yeah.
And some fool went over there, back 50, ollie across to back 50, I think.
Yeah, that's hot.
So gnarly. But no one knows what I'm talking about because it was right there.
Anyway.
There was the Vans Showdown Street Comp at the Vans US Open of Surfing presented by Swatch.
I saw some of Clive Dixon's.
Yeah.
He was going.
He was good.
Nuts.
There was a bunch of awards given out. Nora won the Workhorse Award.
What's
congrats,
that mean?
Nora. I don't know. She's a hardworking young skateboarder. Austin Ken Fush won most sweaty. Miles Willard best style. Tyler Manchild Pacheco most creative. Evan Smith got the Fun Seeker Award.
You know, I just watched Evan's part again. His
in
part.
Element.
Yeah, oh my god,
it's so good.
It is the craziest thing ever.
He's
so like. Can you imagine having the ability to do whatever you want, no matter what speed or like you come out of a trick and like you just. You just have the ability to do whatever.
It's mystical. Whenever. When he does it, it's a mystical,
it's so
mystifying,
crazy.
Magical.
Coming from where, like when we started street skating, and you know, I started street skating, and like just to where it is now, it's still.
I feel like boards used to be way slipperier.
Still unfathomable.
Grip tape's better now. We can just blame it on
that's,
that.
That's what it is.
Fabiana Delfino won for the women. Taylor Kirby won for the dudes.
Cool.
CJ Collins was turned pro by Toy Machine on the beach.
On the beach?
Which is pretty rad.
Did they give him a shake and bake?
A little shake and bake. Probably. They should have. This was an awesome part of the Vans US Open of Surfing presented by Swatch, which you can watch all the highlights at vansusopenofsurfing.com. There was a cool little area where they had kind of some booths The Deadbeat Club was in there. There was a record store, Vinyl Solution, right on the beach, and also a booth for this magazine, Skateism. Skateism is the diversity skateboarding magazine, celebrates LGBTQ skaters and just people that make skateboarding a better place. The cover is one of, I think, everybody's all-time favorite skateboarders, Brian Anderson. And as I came in here this morning, I was kicking myself because I should have got this signed by BA, who was a guest judge on the beach. Now I'm bummed. I mean, I'm stoked that magazine exists. I'm just bummed I didn't get it signed by Brian Anderson. Check out Skateism magazine. It's awesome. The blind skateboarder Dan Mancina partnered with Adidas Skateboarding and the Braille Institute in L.A. And he's putting on clinics to get sight-impaired skaters up and riding. That's how really sick cool. is that?
Super cool.
That was on. You can check out the video on monsterchildren.com. Vans celebrated Jeff Rowley's 20-year career.
He's been on Vans for 20 years?
20 years. Wow. He got through all the puffiness. He got through all the weird
'90s
stuff.
Jeff's shoe was puffy back then.
Puffy
day.
AF.
Yeah.
He was one of the OG puffsters. And Vans went through, and they will admit it, a little strange period in the 90s, but obviously the best shoes out ever, forever, now. And Jeff Rowley's one of the best to ever do it. What's your favorite Jeff Rowley moment from the last 20 years?
I think it was Transworld, the Sight Unseen video. That yeah. when Swift, wait, was Swift doing it? Was Sight Unseen when John Holland was doing it?
Yes, I think so.
It was one of the very first ones where, maybe it wasn't that one. It was the one where Jeff... It was one of his first real big video parts, and he hangs the little soccer ball on his rearview mirror in his car. I forget which one it was. It wasn't Sight Unseen.
That was the video that he came to America and just started hammering
tricks.
It was
like right around that time. Where
I remember there
up.
Was, yeah, Dave Swift was like taking him around spot to spot, and he just annihilated everything. Yeah. Switch heel flips, done
so
giant.
Good.
Yeah. I mean... The fact that he just keeps going.
And he just didn't he just have a part in
the latest Vans skate video, Propeller.
Yeah. God,
this part was gnarly.
Super gnarly.
So I'm excited to see.
He's a cool dude. Like
he's super
Jeff
rad.
Is one of the coolest.
And he's got you can check out on Vans.com. This is Off the Wall. It's an homage to Rowley's prolific career.
You ever
and
that?
I've been saying Rowley for many years. It's
did,
Rowley.
Did Jeff correct you? I've heard him correct people before. It's pretty funny.
I think so. I think I asked him, like, dude, I'm sorry to ask, but is it Rowley or Rowley? He said Rowley.
Is it Valley or Valley?
That I don't know. I've heard both. Not from Mike Valley. I say Valley.
It is.
You say Valley. I say Valley. Tomato.
Let's keep going.
Tomato.
Let's keep
Rowley.
Going. We got a lot
Rowley.
To get. Chris.
August 1st was Oklahoma City's favorite son, Kyle Walker Day. How cool is it that Kyle Walker, a Sody, a Ripper, was honored by Oklahoma City, his own day? It's Kyle Walker Day, August 1st, in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. You know what that's from?
No.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh.
Sorry.
I know there's a lot of Vans news, but just bear with me.
In other Vans. Why don't they sponsor the podcast? Then we can do this every weekend.
Oh, you would think. Well, obviously, they have a lot going on. This is not on their radar. Tony Alva teamed up with Vans in 1976 to create the first ever skate-specific shoe called the Era. And Vans just keeps the party going. There's a Black Rainbows party. It's called Black Rainbows. It runs from August 9th to the 18th in Venice. And you can go to vans.com/blackrainbows. You could meet Dogtown legends like Jeff Ho and Jim Muir, who's just the best. Tony Alva is going to be there. There's going to be bands. Suicidal Tendencies might show up and institutionalize you. What do you think of that?
I just wanted a Pepsi.
Right? She wouldn't give it to you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I love that band. Any other skate news, Todd? I'm going to Paris. So I just asked you and then I jumped in. I kind of...
But go ahead. Please.
Todd, you want to talk about anything? Before that, let me tell you about me. I'm going to Paris for Vans Park Series. They have built a park, a permanent legacy skate park that will be
Where's
ripped.
It gonna be? Where? Do you know where in Paris?
It's about 20 minutes outside of Paris.
Okay.
I think it would have been, obviously it would have been cool if it was directly under the Eiffel Tower.
Are you bringing your chick?
No.
She's going to hate your
No.
guts.
She already came to Paris. She came to Paris with me last year.
Oh, okay. All right.
Her name's Carolyn, okay? You can say it. She came to New York with me, too.
Okay.
Or I went with her. Well, whatever it was.
I got in
She came to Huntington Beach with me.
I got
me.
In big trouble once because I went to Paris and
without your lady.
Bring my lady.
I gave her the choice. I said, do you want to go to Huntington Beach or Paris?
Or wash dishes.
She picked Paris or Huntington Beach. No, I'm going for a quickie. I'm going on Wednesday. The event, the contest is on Saturday. Vans Park Series. This is the best
Wait,
show.
Wait, so
in
are we gonna have a Monday Mass next week?
Probably like Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, Todd. I know.
We need to just get back on
I
sketch,
know.
Dude.
We need to get our cycles aligned.
Right. Well,
not. You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, we ovulate at the same time.
We ovulate skateboarding. Ovulate boarding.
Obviously.
Huh? Yeah, Vans Park Series is going to happen this weekend.
All
get right. Get psyched. And that park is built there, staying there. Any other skate news, Todd?
Not that I can think
I'd just like to ask you before I move on.
Not that I can think of right this moment.
We take turns driving the ship, right? I don't want you to think I'm hogging it.
You've pretty much been driving the whole time.
Well,
I get to drive in a little bit.
I walked into a bar with a steering wheel on my wiener. Bartender said, what are you doing? And I said, he said, what are you doing with that steering wheel on your wiener? I said, it's driving me nuts. Bono and the Edge walked into a bar.
Oh my God, stop.
Snow News is brought to you by our friends at Nanocraft CBD, where you can go online, nanocraftcbd.com, enter the code MASS15, you get 15% off on all these great products.
Sick.
And also, you should go to Outside TV and check out the Nanocraft West Coast Tour. We've been talking about
yep.
it for months. And why haven't you done it yet? Go watch it. So, Todd, this is kind of cool. And this might spur... you tell me if it's going to spur a debate. Saturday, December 25th, 1965, in Muskegon, Michigan, an entrepreneur, sailor, designer... businessman Sherman Poppin
yep.
combined his fascination with snow in Lake Michigan, his need to entertain two young daughters, Wendy and Lori. He had the idea to strap two skis together and combined these things, called it a snurfer. The snurfer was built on... as a Christmas present to his kids, and a lot of people say this was the invention of snowboarding.
And here's a crazy...
What do you say to that?
Here's a crazy addition to this, is that my dad and my mom and, like, her sisters, my dad told me a story once that they had a snurfer. And
no
they,
way.
Yeah, back in the day, and this is in Holden, Massachusetts, and they used to all take all the kids to go sledding.
On snurfers.
Yeah, and my dad claimed that he snurfed.
He had one.
He didn't. They didn't have one.
Oh, they borrowed
one. The family had one or something like that. I don't know where it is. The first thing I was like, where the fuck is that thing? I
yeah.
want it. But, yeah, it's pretty
cool. I thought when I first read, I thought it was when you sniff a surfer.
You're so odd.
So have you ever ridden a classic snurfer?
No.
It's so describe what it looks like. What does a snurfer
it
look like?
It kind of looks like a water ski with some like grooved places
traction,
for your feet. Yeah,
kind
of traction, but more like plastic, hard plastic, and for your feet. And there's a cord on the front, and you hold that cord, and you snurf it out.
A little rope. It's basically what what do you call your snow surfer thing now?
Like a pile surfer, kind of, you know. It was the very first.
Right. It's pretty similar, though. I mean,
very
same
similar.
Concept.
Anyway, at any rate, there's a lot of people that argue back and forth of who invented snowboarding. And
who do you think did?
I don't care.
I
don't care. This is fun. But I think Sherman Poppin, you know, he's been hailed as the guy. So I'll just go with that.
He birthed the snurfer
yeah.
for a Christmas present. I like that story. It's quaint. It's happy. And everybody wins.
Cool.
And now we stand sideways when we go down hills.
He did. Did he pass away recently?
He did. That's why we're talking about it. So thank you.
Thank you, Sherman
Poppin.
And like I said, I don't care who invented modern snowboarding. You know, if it was Sherman Poppin.
Well, or you know who invented snow? That's a question I'm asking you. Do you know who invented snow?
Do you know the answer?
Snow, I don't. Set that one up. And feel free out there listening to use that joke anytime you want.
Send us your dad.
Hey, who invented snow?
Snow.
Do you know?
Snow,
I don't either.
No problem.
This is great news.
Okay, let's go.
Max Perot, a ripping snowboarder.
No bad day.
Was battling cancer, and he just came out with the wonderful news that he is 100% cancer-free. Tell us about Max Perot.
Max Perot, he's from Eastern Canada.
Okay.
And he,
Quebec, maybe?
Huh?
Quebec area?
Yeah, in and around that zone. And Max is he's a charger. He's like one of the first guy, I think, to do a quad cork something, maybe?
He's kind of an OG flip and spinner.
Yeah, he's a flip and spinner.
And that's a compliment.
And he's,
I'm saying that as a compliment.
He's done really well in all the big comps. Like he was kind of like one of the ones to beat when Seb Toots, Mark McMorris, and Max Perot kind of all came up.
I think I remember, and you were there, he wasn't able to compete in the last Winter Olympics because of cancer, right? That's where the story broke?
No, it was the last X Games.
The last X Games, yeah. Big Air or something.
He was in the last Olympics.
Didn't he get... He has medals, right?
I think he does.
Yeah.
He might have come home with a medal.
Either way, that's...
Did he win?
Better.
No, maybe he got second.
That's better news than winning a medal.
I don't know. What do you got?
Cancer-free.
I should know.
He's a big fan of this show, so I'm sure he's listening. Congrats, Max. That is the best news ever.
Because what you guys don't know is we do a simulcast of this in
French.
Yeah. All your languages, really. Like, whatever you want.
Well, I have to do the Portuguese version right after this.
Yeah, it's super hard because you have that, like, app that...
Yeah, and I don't know how to speak Portuguese.
Yeah, so you just say it into the phone and then the... It
takes forever. Todd, do you have an Epic Pass or an Icon Pass?
I have both.
See, I got just a couple people that I call sometimes to try to get free lift tickets. Is that the same thing or
no? Yes, that's the same thing.
What? Okay. Vail Resorts buys 17 resorts across East Coast and Midwest. I don't know what that means.
It means Vail is kind of eating up all the little resorts.
So Vail is Icon or Epic?
Epic.
So if you have an Epic Pass, this means that you can go and ride more mountains. It's kind of confusing, but I guess the bottom line is this good or bad for snowboarders and snow activities?
The thing is, and I've had this conversation with people before, is like, you know, everyone's like, well, the snowboard industry is in a slump. I'm like, well, if you go on the hill and you look, like, there is no shortage of human beings on the hill.
Way more snowboarders and skiers.
Way more snowboarders and skiers.
If that means anything.
It's freaking crowded every day.
Remember when we were in Mammoth and we stopped snowboarding halfway through the day because it was too crowded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that.
That's a thing.
Everywhere.
It's crowded.
I don't know. It's a hot activity.
It's...
That's why I like
is
to go,
it hot?
That's why I like to go
cold?
Snowboarding on storm days. That's my favorite.
I like to go snowboarding on waves in the ocean on a surfboard.
Okay.
And I like to snowboard with you, man. I only want to snowboard with you, Todd.
Great.
Can I?
All right.
Can you make me a sandwich?
Here's some more snowboard news. That's more pertinent. So High Cascade did the 30-year anniversary of the High Cascade being in business up at Mount Hood, and they brought
congratulations.
a whole bunch of old crusty pros went up there, and I didn't make it because
you're an old crusty pro.
Yeah, super crusty. But anyway, they brought out like the who's who of has-beens.
Are you more crusty or more pro?
Way more crusty.
More crusty than pro.
Super crusty. A little bit grumpy.
A little grumpy today, huh? A little rashy.
A
little rashed up and sore. Well, I got CBD for you from NanoCraft, and I have active skin repair for you. So
that's great.
We're going to fix all that.
I'm going to lather up with it later.
Let's put it inside and outside of you.
No.
Yes.
Try and guess
where
fill
this, you up.
Try and guess where this is going.
You know what the largest the organ of a human body is?
What?
Skin. The skin. A human head weighs 8 pounds.
Did anyone ever confuse you for that kid when you were younger?
Yeah. from Jerry Maguire yesterday, actually.
Really? They said you're like the grown-up version of the Jerry Maguire
kid? Yeah. You're like the kid from Jerry Maguire grew up. Got ugly.
What's next?
Any other snow news, Todd?
There probably is.
Okay. You've been in the newspaper before, right?
Oh, I love it.
I just want to go back and say it. I was in the LA Times.
That's cool.
Remember that? We were talking about that like an hour ago.
I was in the New York Times.
We talked
remember,
about that. Like,
remember when Albie and me and...
Oh, yeah. I wasn't invited to that. No, I was not invited to that.
Nope.
Weird. Oh, yeah. Didn't you say you had some Albie Layer news?
Oh, yeah. Albie
we're
Layer.
Way past
Albie
that.
Albie Layer did a frontside 360 on a skateboard.
Oh, I saw that.
Put it on his Instagram.
And then he beamed the camera.
Yeah.
Congrats, super Albie.
Yeah, great job. Obviously, he's back.
Obviously.
Obviously, he's back.
Obviously, he's back doing 360s. Should Guess we... what? It's time for
oh,
Nerd News by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Nerd News by Panic and Coffee and Tea. We need more theme songs.
Well, that's you're the music, dude.
Sing me one.
I can't believe it's time for Nerd News.
Time for Nerd News, and then we'll answer questions from our people who listened.
This just in, Margot Robbie had sex on a motionless jet ski. Where? And where's the video? Video,
if you're a
it didn't
nerd,
happen.
If you're a nerd and you watch superhero movies like, what has Margot Robbie been? She was in Suicide Squad, mm-hmm. Wolf of Wall Street. She's in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Have you seen that yet?
She's smoking hot. Great actress. And she has sex on jet skis.
Where did you even...
Can you imagine? I mean...
Why is that even there?
Two of the best things.
Why is... But what...
That could ever happen to you.
How did that even come out? Like...
Me?
Did she tell...
She said... She came out with it.
Oh.
She threw that information out there.
I thought there was like some documentation of it.
You kind of wish it was a leak, like a photo leak. She came out and said she once had sex on a jet ski. It sounds like one of those dirty limericks. She once had sex on a jet ski.
And she's from the Gold Coast?
I think so. Yeah, she's from the Gold Coast. Mate, oi, want to root me on a jet ski is the quote. I think that was this is on Monster Children as well. This to me is the best convergence of activities. Jet skiing with Margot Robbie in it on its own would be a life hammer. Having sex on a jet ski with Margot Robbie.
This is just getting creepy, dude.
Who made it creepy? Margot or me?
Well,
I mean, I'm taken.
You're leading.
Margot can keep her
you're leading
jet ski
nerd,
sex.
You're leading nerd news with
she
Margot Robbie
it.
Had sex on a jet ski.
I'm taken, Margot. No jet ski sex from me, lady. Martin Scorsese has a new movie coming out starring. You ready for this?
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. It's like all the dudes.
Ray Romano. Oh, wait, yeah. Anna
Ray
Paquin,
Romano.
Bobby Cannavale. So this is cool because this isn't like a movie made for theater. This is for Netflix.
Oh, really? Whoa!
It's called The Irishman, and it's a decade-spanning organized crime epic based on the book I Heard You Paint Houses. De Niro plays Frank, a war veteran turned hitman for the Bufalino crime family.
Is this going to... Where is it based? In New York?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Talks about it's... His... Yeah, it just sounds amazing, and it's coming out on Netflix.
That's pretty cool.
How tight is that?
That's way tight.
This is kind of nerd news meets skate news.
Wait, before we get
oh,
to
wait.
That.
Go ahead.
I went to Star Wars Land at Disney.
Oh my God, I can't believe we didn't. See, the only thing that could be more newsworthy than that is Margot Robbie nude on a jet ski. But now, Todd, I remember this. I remember it like I was there. I remember it like it was yesterday. I turned my phone on. It's 6 in the morning and the stories started coming in. Todd Richards is at Star Wars Land.
I think I kind of blew out the stories that day. It was
last
Wednesday.
Totally worth it.
And I took my daughter up to Disney. One of my friends went on Tuesday and said, dude, you got to go. There's not really anybody there.
So it wasn't crowded. It
wasn't crowded at all.
Oh, dreamy.
The rest of the park, rest of Disney is like out of control. But I think the deal is there's only one ride in Star Wars Land. So that's the Millennium Falcon.
What is it? A roller coaster or like
no,
a video
ride?
No,
it's like a video ride, oh, okay. But it's like
Star Tours.
But I would kind of, yeah. But
no
it's
Michael
more,
Jackson.
But it's interactive.
Michael's not in there.
No, he's not in this.
Okay.
But
did they take him out of Star Tours and just?
I don't know. No, because Star Tours is Star Wars now.
Okay. And there's no Michael Jackson anywhere?
No.
You didn't see any sign of it?
No.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. I know how excited you were about this.
So anyway.
I'm excited for you.
So it's in the whole zone. You can go to my story.
You saved it.
Yeah, I saved it as the highlight stories.
14 hours of Todd Richards' trip Wars land.
And it was like, we just walked around and it's like an experience. And we got there really early. So when we first showed up, there weren't many people there. And the doors aren't labeled. Like there's nothing in English in there.
So you're literally living.
Yeah,
in
like
a
you
Star
walk
Wars.
In and it's like you're walking into like a spaceport.
Are you on Tatooine?
No, you're on this planet called Batuu.
Batuu.
And it's the Black Spire Outpost is where you're at. And it's there's cool places like Reef did the build the lightsaber thing, which is amazing. It's a little spendy, but it's freaking cool.
That's rad. I saw that. She's in kind of a class, right?
Yeah, like a classroom, and it's like, you know,
Did you build one too, or did you just watch?
She did it.
You didn't build one?
We only needed one lightsaber at the house.
Okay.
And then, so
that's debatable.
There's like all these little stories that are kind of going on while you're in there. Like, it's not really a lightsaber place. You go up, and it's like a junk trader.
Oh,
you're like, I'm here to build the lightsaber. And they're like, what? We only sell scrap metal here. I don't know what you're talking about. So there's that. And then there's the cantina, which is like the cantina from Star Wars.
I've heard it's spot on.
It's insane.
And the stormtroopers are fully talking to you.
They're just walking around and Kylo Ren's walking around. And there could have been more aliens, I think, walking around.
Oh,
like
more
people in
characters.
Costumes. Yeah, like just, but for the most part, it's incredible. Just go check out my story on my Instagram. It's from the other day. I saved them all, my highlight stories, and you can get an idea of what it is. But if you're a Star Wars nerd, you're in freaking heaven.
I'm there. I want to go there really bad.
Go in the fall.
Okay. I will. Maybe for my birthday.
It was pretty hot.
Maybe for my birthday.
So there was that.
Back to the... That's awesome, Todd. I'm so happy that you got to
Great.
Do that. I really am.
Great for me.
Being honest.
All right, what do you got from Back to the Future?
Back to the Future came out in 1985, introduced the world to the original self-lacing shoe.
Was it a Reebok?
Do you remember that?
It was a Reebok.
It was Nike.
Was it Nike?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Reebok.
No, that was a Reebok pump.
Oh.
That's the shoe that Marty McFly rode the hoverboard.
Oh, there was Reeboks
with,
and Aliens.
Right?
That's what I was thinking of. Never mind.
So recently, Nike came out with a shoe called the Adapt BB, mid-top self-lacing shoe. Pretty tight.
Okay.
The guys at Jenkum, Taylor Naraki, and Alex Raspa got these shoes that are probably $500 shoes and let them lace up and skated them. Made a video. It was cool.
Wow.
They're going to like this. Do you have a question?
They just tighten on their own?
Yeah. Self-tightening.
Wow.
Which, if there's a glitch, I mean, what are they going to rip
your
feet off?
Your foot ripped off. Oh, wow. The long-awaited...
The Derry Canal Days Festival arrives in Los Angeles on August 15th, Todd.
Oh, it too.
10 days of immersive, terrifying, interactive spaces featuring Pennywise the Dancing Clown and other horrors.
Wait, where is this?
L.A. And it's free.
Have you seen It yet?
Yeah, I saw It.
Okay. You know the new one comes out September 4th.
I was scared by It.
September 4th.
I did not like the opening scene.
No.
It disturbed me.
You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too.
Chomp.
Love it.
You love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a festival that's happening in LA, and you basically live it. So just like you went and saw Star Wars Land, you can go to It Land now.
It Land is probably scary.
Are you going to bring Reef to It Land?
Reef is she was so stoked on It. And she's hyped for the second one that comes out soon. But
you should take her.
I think it's going to be a lot scarier.
You think?
Yeah, because they've been claiming it's going to be a lot more scary.
I'll see it. I don't want to see it, but I'm going to see it.
Did you, yeah.
This is super random.
What's that?
Do you like the band Tool? I would say this is nerd news because it's kind of funny to think of this band.
Maynard's,
and apply the nerd
Maynard's
tag.
Kind of a nerd.
Yeah. Tool's nerdy.
Yeah, way nerdy.
In a good way.
Yeah. Like kind of primacy nerdy.
I will admit to being a Tool fan. I've seen them live. I went with my dad. It was awesome.
Dude, Tool's
great.
Pretty fucking rad. I used to love those old videos, all the stop
motion
ones.
Oh, yeah, the claymation kind of vibe. So Tool just dropped all of their music onto Spotify.
Was it not there before?
It was not.
Huh.
Because they're weird. They're nerds, and they just kept it off.
Oh, here's some nerd news, some music nerd news. The Jawbreaker documentary finally is coming out on iTunes tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
The 6th of August.
I will watch that.
Don't Break Down.
And
then also, so in the Jawbreaker documentary, there's an artist that does a lot of Jawbreaker songs on cello. And he's coming out with an album in November, but he does the soundtrack for it. And then, so I went down this weird cello K-hole the other day after one of my buddies told me.
K-hole?
That, yeah.
What's that?
It's like a cool hole.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways.
Never heard that term.
Rabbit's hole.
Okay.
And
wormhole.
I found all these, like this, I found this one, the same guy who does the soundtrack for the Jawbreaker documentary did a benefit for Jawbox and Jay Robin's wife.
Okay.
And just, so he did a whole bunch of Jawbox songs on the cello.
He only plays songs by bands with the word jaw.
Yeah.
In it. Okay.
Drop my jaw.
That's cool.
But it's insane.
I'm gonna listen to some of that
today. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to some of that today.
Okay.
Todd, that was a. I mean, I hate to end it because we're on a roll.
Yeah, it's fucked up because I didn't blink the whole time.
I know your eyes must be dry. The brand new Encinitas magazine is out now. If you live in Encinitas, I guess that will be pertinent to you. I'm going to Vans Park Series in Paris, France, on Wednesday. That event's this weekend. Todd, do you have anything to come up you'd like to promote? Besides the fact that you'll paint on anybody's chemistry board.
I will paint your board.
Yeah.
But not this week, but in like 2 weeks, I'll be at the Nitro World Games in Utah.
Tight.
Commentating Nitro Rallycross and some crazy motorcycle stuff. But I don't understand how it's possible they do that.
Sweet. Can't
That's
wait.
It.
Follow Todd at BToddRichards.
And you might want to follow because I'm going to go swim with sharks.
At Chris Cote. If Todd gets eaten by a shark, I'll post something about
it. Okay, cool.
Because obviously you won't probably be able to.
Correct.
Thanks for listening to another epic.
We'll see you next week.
Epic
or
episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast. Week. Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
What?
Questions.
Oh, God.
We got questions. All right.
Hold on. Go. Do you have some?
I got to go off. Off Instagram live. And I got to go back to my Instagram. Because I got some questions.
Oh, my God. This can't be real.
What?
There's no way this is real.
A real question?
Watch this.
Todd's got something on his phone.
Oh, my God. Okay, so she walks into the glass thinking it's a door once.
And
twice.
And then walks in again.
Oh, my God. What is happening here? Oh
she's
my
embarrassed.
God.
Oh, my
she
God.
She does it again. And then finally finds the door. That is the
She's
craziest.
Awesome.
You ever walked into a glass door?
Yes.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. I got a serious question here. This one's kind of gnarly.
Go,
to start.
Go for
74
it.
Cuda. The homie.
What do you say?
He's in one of my favorite bands, Beehive and the Barracudas. But he's saying, should surfers be more active and vocal in supporting social movements like the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, decriminalization of border, pragmatic gun reform, anti-war, etc.? And I think that's a great question. And we had this discussion while commentating at the U.S. Open, the horrors of
in light of
black. Two, you know, massacres happened. Do we talk about it? And in our in the broadcast sense, and this is, of course, this is personal. This we didn't. There was no like decision from above.
Yeah.
I just need to make that clear. We were just talking about it. It wasn't even really. And to me. It's almost like this was an escape
mm-hmm.
from all that, especially if you're on social media a lot. So didn't mention it. I mentioned it on my social media and all that, of course, but it's really frustrating because
I think that it's the social media aspect of it's fucking useless.
It's yeah.
It's like, oh, you're putting a little band-aid.
We're all mad about
you're putting
it.
A little band-aid on yourself, like it's
make
like
it
the
about yourself.
Thoughts and prayers. It's such a bunch of bullshit, dude. Do something. Vote, call your congressman.
Yeah.
There's
So the question, you're right. The question is, do athletes, surfers in particular, do they have an obligation to say something
I think if you're on the biggest stage and you feel like that you need to make a statement, that number one, you need to be educated. You can't just pop off and say something. You need to have, you know, an educated opinion. Don't just say something. And yeah, I mean, they're people of influence. And if they feel like going down that road, they feel like being, you know, vocal about things, because oftentimes it does put a huge target on your back by the opposition. But go for it.
I got
use your position.
Did you see my thank you for your question, 74 Kuda. Did you see my Russian god bot?
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
I got a Russian god bot tweet. And it's God bless our awesome President Trump from like the most random Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
Full Russian bot, dude. Religious Russian bot. We got a question.
Go.
This one's more fun. That was a great question. This one's a fun question. Justin Hausman says, hi, Justin Hausman, at Justin Hausman on Twitter. Todd, now I want you to think about this.
Hi.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I really want you to think about this. And I want an honest opinion. And don't, I don't want you to worry
just
about
get
hurting
on
anyone's
with it.
Feelings.
What?
Will Top 2, will Top Gun 2 be good?
No.
No? No?
Fucking stupid.
What?
What?
Tom Cruise is back.
Who cares?
Goose is dead, though.
Great.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Top Gun 1, Goose dies.
You only like Top Gun because of the volleyball scene.
I like the, I like Take My Breath Away scene because, to me, an afternoon delight with the windows open and the shades just blowing in the wind.
Take my
with
breath
what's,
away.
What's her name? Sybil Shepherd?
Is it Sybil Shepherd?
No, it's not.
Sybil Shepherd? What was she on? What
I
was
like
the show?
I like Sybil Shepherd.
What was the show? She was on the show with Bruce Willis.
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Love you, Sybil. She's a big fan of the show. I got a question from Jen Wang. Jen Wang wants to know, what do you and Todd think about X Games getting rid of scoring for park but keeping it for street?
So it's just best overall impression.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I think what she's referring to is they no longer are doing single run scores. It's all overall impression.
Oh, they're okay.
Which I mean,
whatever.
Cool for some people, not so cool for other people.
I'm not so worried and focused on who's winning. I just like to watch skateboarding at a high level like that. Even though I didn't, but
I think
will.
I think jams are neat, but I think at that level where you have a park and like the whole focus is trying to find the most technical, creative, fastest, biggest, highest line. Not just like trying to do a kickflip back lip on something 45 times.
Right.
But I mean, like, I guess overall impression means that you can have like little, it's like going to a,
you can switch your run, your lines up from run to run.
Yeah. What was it called when like the small plates?
Frozen yogurt?
No.
Self-serve frozen yogurt?
When you
go,
when you go to a restaurant, and they have small plates.
It's buffet? Called,
no.
Hors d'oeuvres?
No, kind of hors d'oeuvres,
past,
but not really.
Past hors d'oeuvres?
Stop. My brain is, I'm having a senior moment and I need to figure out what I'm trying to say.
Baskin Robbins 31 flavors, multiple scoops in one bowl.
I hate you.
Do you put cone on top of the cup, like a unicorn style?
I don't eat Baskin Robbins.
Frozen yogurt with all the toppings, make you a sandwich? What are you talking about?
I get diarrhea.
Ice cream makes me thirsty.
Anyway, if you're having like a little crudita or like, you know, just
charcuterie
of like little what are you smorgasbord about? I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck are like the small portion restaurants called. I'm literally gonna go in my car and punch myself in the face mentally.
In Spain?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Now we're narrowing it down.
What? Go. What is it?
In Spain.
It's killing me, dude.
And you get the small plates.
I'm gonna fucking kick you.
Oh God.
What's it called?
You know.
This is so lame.
Thing. We're trying to wrap this up, but now we can't. Okay, I'm going to Google it.
What's it called when you go to
we're bringing in Mirko Magnum, our neighbor.
You go to a restaurant and there's like small plates.
In Spain.
Or Spain or wherever. Small plates.
Tapas.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mirko Magnum. And Mirko's delivering some cases.
Anyways, if you want to have like a tapas style skateboarding experience, then
I guess
having overall impression is cool. Wow, that was a really...
That description was not worth the wait, Todd.
Fuck off, Chris.
I will say, though, and I'm not saying this because I'm biased because I get paid to say this, but Vans Park Series has the best setup.
Sorry, Jen. That my description led to other
Sorry,
things.
Jen. That was a 20-minute answer to a simple question. I want to thank everybody.
Is that it?
I don't know if Todd wants to thank you. I do.
Thanks
for listening.
Thanks to all of our listeners. And I mean, we just recently found out that we had over 1 million downloads.
Yeah, something like that.
It's crazy, dude.
All right.
Oh,
we got some Wave Soda coming in. Mango. Going orange.
I mean, 2 million downloads is a big number to hit. And we just hit that.
When you break that 3 million mark like we broke last week.
Just now.
Feels great.
It does.
So thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to all of our listeners.
We'll see you. 102. We'll listen. You can.
102 episodes.
We'll be back next week.
Of this shit.
With more of this crap.
Welcome.
Good day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks.